Hey, Fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. Today, I want to talk about business processes, specifically sales processes. I was cruising the interwebs this morning, came across a contractor's post that was basically bitching about a client who reached out and went with another contractor purely because this dude wouldn't run out and take a look at the job, requested pictures, and tried to guide this homeowner through their sales process. And the homeowner was not pleased. So before I dig in, I just want to address all the ass clowns out there fist bumping themselves because they have no sales process. They think that the guys that have any type of system to slow down a sale or get between them running out and tap dancing in a prospect's yard are fools. And, you know, you guys, you know, you can either live and learn and listen to the examples that we talk about daily in our groups, or you can continue on your own ignorance and disregard the rest of this podcast. But for the rest of us, those of us that like to maintain control of our business, that like to have a sales process that serves us and our ideal clients, I've got a quick message for you as well. And that, motherfuckers, is customers don't give a shit about your process. So that kind of seems like contrary information. You don't have a system, fuck you. You have a system, fuck you. That's not the case. What you really have to do is three simple things to have a business process that customers will not only buy into, but will eagerly buy into at that. And the first is, you got to make it about them, right? Remember the first time you're on a date, I get heckled because it's been a long time for me, but you've got to just sit down and you got to shine the light on the other person in the conversation, right? If you just get going and talk all about you, the other party is going to glaze over and the night will be done soon enough. And the same thing goes with the sales prospect. Now you've got to make, if you're asking somebody for pictures, if you're asking them just to get on a 10 or 15 minute phone call. Remember, most people are thinking it's going to be a 30 second appointment setting phone call. You've got to make it about them and have it in their best interest because let's be honest, they don't care about us. They really don't give a shit about contractors. That's why they shop us around. That's why they just view us all as a number and why we need these systems in the first place. So three things that I tell people, you know, to make it about them. It's like, I ask for pictures so I can get the best estimator on their project before we come out. Make sure I sign the right person. Doesn't matter that I'm the only guy that sells in my business, that I'm the dude that will be showing up. The customer doesn't know that. They feel like they're getting special attention from Dan. Another thing I say all the time is I want to do this a quick phone call so I'm not wasting their time. People don't care about our time, but they do care about their time. So if you're just like, hey, you know what, Dan, before I run out and take an hour of your life on a Saturday, I thought we could have a quick conversation and make sure I'm a good fit so that you can be doing something better with your time if you want to work with a different company. Most people will appreciate that. And finally, I like to play the calendar game. People call me up and they're asking for an appointment. I'm like, sure, I'd love to do that. I'd love to come out and stand in front of your fucking yard and prove myself, but I can't do that for about 10 days. So why don't we do this? In the effort to get you all the information you want as quickly as possible, because I know you're out there getting other quotes and speaking to other contractors, send me some photos. Let's jump on a phone call. And I can probably get you 90% of the answers you're looking for today or tomorrow rather than the next week. And if it still makes sense, I'll continue. We'll have our appointment next week. So those are three little hacks that just kind of turn an ask from us to basically giving customers things that they don't even know they're want, don't even know they're asking for. But it takes the whole process and spins it in their favor. And you'll find that the walls come down pretty quickly when you do that. Second major tip to make your process work is in the quest for efficiency, don't automate all this shit. We've seen several people over the years that like everything just goes to a quick respond text or Facebook Messenger reply leading to a website download form, leading to a photo request or a video or whatever bullshit, hoops after hoop after hoop. And what they've missed ever during this process was connecting with the customer on a human level. So I ask these people to do all this crazy shit, but what I first do is Dan jumps on the phone for a quick call. I'm just like, hey man, Just saw your call came through. If I miss it, your email, I don't have time to go into detail. I have a couple minutes before my next appointment, but I wanted to reach out, make sure you know I heard you and get the ball rolling. And people are so appreciative of just the fact that we're looking out for the best interests, which kicks in the law of reciprocity. And I don't care how big of an asshole you may or may not be, even I am not immune to the law of reciprocity. If somebody asked me to do something, a favor, and they're giving me something, information, whatever, even I'm hard-pressed not to do that. I think we're just hardwired as human beings to do that. So play into the law of reciprocity. Read up on it if you need some more tutorials, but it's a very powerful human interaction tool. And the biggest overarching point of making people buy into your process is just make it easy to fucking do business with. Nobody, you know, people think of contracting, they look at contractors, hiring one, and it's just like going to the fucking dentist for them. Be the opposite of that. Be easy to communicate with. Be a pleasant person. Be inquisitive about what their needs are, not telling them how fucking amazing your paintbrush is and your magic fucking beret that you use to faux finish, whatever the fuck you do. And just generally make it efficient, human, and cater to them. And you'll find that processes are going to be welcomed by your customers. Look at all the sheep in our society right now. They love being told what to do. They love putting on fucking following signs and guidelines and mandates and all this shit because it makes them feel like important people. Your process can be the same thing. You just have to couch it in a way that is favorable to them and you will find them buying in. So with that, I encourage you to evaluate any process you got in your business, particularly customer-focused ones. Make sure that everything regarding that process serves the customer. Don't automate the shit out of it. Be a human. Let them know they're working with a human, not a company. People don't hire companies. They hire people. And finally, the overarching theme, whenever you're defaulting on something, wondering if it makes sense, just ask yourself, does this make it easy to do fucking business with my company? If the answer is yes, go for it. If the answer is no, shoot it in the face, step over the body, and come up with plan B. With that, thanks for joining us. See you next week on Friday Fails.